Over a million people in the Czech Republic are mentally or physically disabled. In addition to the health problems this entails and the social stigma associated with physical and mental disabilities, their chances of finding work are slim. A foundation that helps people with disabilities find jobs has now launched a unique project aimed at breaking down existing prejudices and giving more people with disabilities a chance on the labour market. Philip Zobek, who is project manager, explains that the Heart Wrenchers campaign is based on give and take.
It's a very unique concept of charity. The team known as the Heart Wrenchers consists of people with disabilities who basically do not ask for donations but offer unique experiences or gifts received from famous people.
So basically, these are people with disabilities who have work and who have volunteered through this project to help others who are unable to find work. Is that right?
Exactly.
What are they doing?
They are contacting different companies or personalities and asking them to donate something unique for our electronic catalog or auctions.
And what kind of things have you put together? What kind of things have you already got for an auction? What are you trying to attract people with?
You can visit places otherwise not accessible for public. For example, you can spend 2 days in the studio of famous fashion designer, or you can learn how it works in glassworks together with Bożek Šípek, great and worldwide recognized artist, or you can get one of the very unique gifts signed by famous athletes. For example, T-shirt from Usain Bolt, soccer ball signed by goalkeeper Petr Cech, or T-shirt signed by Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf, and many, many more.
And Jaromír Jágr, I understand.
Yes, we have already sold hockey stick from Jaromír Jágr via auction, and it was the most successful item so far.
How much did it go for?
We have gained 21,000 Czech crowns.
What has been the reaction of the public so far?
Surprisingly positive. We did not know exactly what we can expect because it's a very new idea how to collect money for something like we do. And the reaction from public and media and companies so far very, very positive.
Do you feel that there is still a stigma attached to people with mental and physical disabilities, that they really do not get a fair treatment from society and they find it very hard to get work? How many of them are lacking work and how many of them have been able to find work?
It's not so easy to answer to this question, but in Czech Republic you can find over 1 million people with some kind of disability, and at least 60,000 of them actively search for job opportunities. The rest is in a very difficult situation.
Why are firms not taking them on?
The situation of people with disabilities is difficult not because of their disabilities, but because of the barriers created by society. And also it's a question of legislation, which is not really perfect in our country.
So companies are not really encouraged to hire these people, is that right? How will the proceeds of the auction and the money that you collect be used to help correct this state, to help these people?
All money received from donors will be used for support and creating new employment opportunities for people with disabilities. And we want to ensure that all people with disabilities will have equal access to the labor market in the Republic. And I strongly believe that we can change the attitude of society as well.
And what is your aim? What are you hoping to achieve? How much money are you hoping to collect and how many people are you hoping to give work?
I don't really know how much we can collect, but it's not only about money. It's really about changing attitudes of in society and the change the situation of people with disabilities, because this is something almost forbidden to talk about on public in our country, and we would like to change this thing definitely, more than the collecting money.
How did the idea emerge? How did you get the idea to help these people, and how did you go about finding volunteers? Was it difficult to get them to cooperate, like VIPs and celebrities who obviously would attract interest?
This idea was born in a foundation helping people with disabilities about 1.5 years ago, and we wanted to bring something new, not just ask for money via donations, because everyone do it and not everyone is successful in this field. So we would like to do something really unique, unusual, surprising for people, because we are not asking for money, but we offer something for return. And I think this idea, it's the reason why we are so successful.
And the heart wrenches, are they just people who actually have found work and who have some kind of disability, or can anyone join in and help?
People in our team are mostly people with disabilities who have been lucky enough to get a job, and now we use them as a good example that if you want, you can really get a job in Czech Republic. But on the other hand, the heart wrencher can be anyone of you who just visit our website and find one of the items we offer at this moment interesting and buy it for himself or for your friends. And a heart wrencher can be anyone who is interested in this idea, who can help, who can do something good for someone else.
Are you also making public the stories of these people who have been lucky enough to find work, who obviously do a very good job and who have proved successful in this, in order to encourage and give hope to others who can't? Are you actually letting them come forward and speak about their lives?
Yes, exactly. All five team members of our Heart Rangers are people with disability, and these people have a job, mostly by means of a foundation I represent. So it's a good example that, as I have already mentioned, if you want, you can get a job. It's not easy for people with disabilities, but it's possible.
Are you hoping for some kind of government support, or are you on your own here? Are you just trying to change something that maybe the government should have done something about long ago?
Yes, we closely cooperate with some governmental institution for many, many years, but the whole process takes ages, and we hope that by means of campaigns like the Heart Rangers, this process will be speeded up a little bit.
That was Philip Zobek, project manager of the Heart Wrenchers campaign, ending that edition of Panorama by Daniela Lazarova.